This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What's behind the latest ho-hum jobs report? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The U.S. economy added 160,000 jobs last month, according to the Labor Department. That's the weakest growth in 7 months. The unemployment rate held steady at 5% as more people dropped out of the labor force. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Amy.
So, disappointing jobs report.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. The market was looking for 200,000 new jobs in April. We got 160,000 new jobs. Bulk of the weakness was goods producing. There were no goods producing jobs created in April. And in government, we lost about 10,000 jobs there. But, you know, some of the weakness we saw in April might be seasonal. We had record warm temperatures through the first quarter. And, you know, one result was that layoffs that typically take place in some retail industries and in construction were a lot smaller than they usually are this winter. And as a result, you know, it showed up as seasonally adjusted big job gains. In fact, record job gains in retail in the first quarter. So small declines there really don't mean that much after the kind of strength we saw the prior 3 months.
Are we seeing some of these seasonal effects anywhere else?
I think you see some of that seasonality in the participation rate. It fell back 0.2 in April, which is disappointing. You know, we'd like to see rising participation, but actually participation is still much higher than it was last fall.
And that means people dropping out of the labor force, right? They stop looking?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've had really nice labor force gains for 3 months in a row. This month, we gave back about 350,000 of those gains.
What about wage growth? Are you seeing a bright spot there?
Yeah, that was actually one of the nicest details in the report. Wage growth had slowed in the last couple of months to 2.3%, which actually is still quite a bit better than last year's average. This month, average wages rose to 2.5%, which is close to the high for the cycle and suggests that rising trend is still intact.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Obama administration has introduced new regulations aimed at preventing money laundering and tax evasion. One rule announced late yesterday would force banks to keep more detailed records about the ownership of the companies that use their services. Another would close a loophole that allows some foreign-owned companies to avoid reporting to the IRS. The move follows the leak of 11 million documents known as the Panama Papers, which revealed widespread tax dodging by the rich and powerful through anonymous offshore accounts.
Hi, I'm David Brancaccio. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. A lot happens while you sleep, so each morning we bring you the latest numbers on markets, money, jobs, and innovation, plus the context I think we all need to make the smartest decisions. We'd like you to help us keep our numbers strong by making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace. And this month, your gift in any amount will be automatically doubled thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Donate today at marketplace.org.
Some neighborhoods in East Los Angeles are living with the legacy of a battery recycling plant that operated for decades. That legacy is lead contamination. And it's so bad, the county assessor is voluntarily revaluing homes if their sale prices have dropped. As Marketplace's Jed Kim reports, the efforts will help some more than others.
Scott Seltzer just celebrated his first anniversary of owning a home in Boyle Heights. When he bought, he had no idea about the lead contamination problem from the old Exide Technologies plant. Had he known, what's the likelihood he would have gone through with the sale?
I would say 90% not, even though this is an affordable area and I love my house and love everything about it.
But he doesn't love how lead especially damages children. Though Seltzer doesn't have any kids now, he might like to someday.
My girlfriend and I would have to get tested if we were to have kids at this point, and you know, it's a major factor, and we'll see what happens after they test us, but we'll make our decision after that.
That kind of consideration could affect home prices. That's why L.A. County Assessor Jeff Prang ordered his office to revalue about 10,000 homes near the site.
The homes that will be the most impacted are the ones that changed ownership most recently, probably from 2006 till today. Those are the properties that will be the most heavily impacted.
Seltzer could get a property tax break if his home's value has dropped. Not Terry Cano, who lives just down the block. She was pretty much raised here. Her home is immaculate. The dogs in her yard aren't allowed inside lest they track in lead-laced dirt. Her soil tested extremely high. Cano has a host of health problems she attributes to the lead. Autoimmune disease, severe asthma, strokes.
There's so many things that are wrong with me, and I'm only 43.
Cano's house has been in her family for generations. She already has a low property assessment, so she probably won't be getting a tax break. On top of that, she fears no one would want her property.
I can't sell, and so if I can't sell, I can't relocate, and I can't afford to pay this mortgage and another mortgage or a rent elsewhere, so we're kind of stuck here.
She's waiting for her soil to be cleaned by the state. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And a typewriter installed in the lobby of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London is in the process of typing out the complete works of William Shakespeare in order, drawing from random tweets. Twitter is scanned in real time, and when the right word appears in a tweet, it will be typed until the play or sonnet is finished. Of course, Shakespeare used some fairly uncommon words like bestraught and kicksy-wicksy. When the typewriter gets stuck, the public will be asked to help out by tweeting the missing word with the hashtag #TheCompleteTweets. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.